First, to Mexico. The country's efforts to crush its drug gangs have been hindered in part by Mexican politicians. There has been a crackdown. Hundreds of officials have been arrested in the past month. They're accused of protecting the cartels. But Mexicans still believe that drug gangs have contaminated politics in Mexico, that the cartels decide who runs for office, and often who is murdered for resisting those decisions. One mayoral candidate in this Sunday's midterm elections made the charge outright. And as the world's Lauren Madelon reports, he was caught on tape.
The candidate, Mauricio Fernandez, said, "Look, I've got something appalling to tell you." He then went on to say that two major drug cartels control the police and politics in and around the city of Monterrey, Mexico's industrial powerhouse. Fernandez's words were surreptitiously recorded and made public by a member of the audience. On the tape, Fernandez says, "These guys don't negotiate. Drug trafficking is really endemic, and the cartels come in contact with all candidates, at least those who have a chance of winning," he says. Fernandez went on to say, "Any politician who denies being pressured, extorted, or threatened by the cartels is a pure liar." Fernandez then tells why his wealthy suburb, San Pedro Garza García, is peaceful, while killings have been much more frequent elsewhere around Monterrey. Fernandez states the Beltrán Leyva cartel controls San Pedro. Fernandez says the cartel's leaders have lived and sold their drugs openly here for 7 years. If elected mayor, Fernandez admits he won't challenge Beltrán Leyva, saying he'd be killed if he did. After the tape became public, Fernandez stood by his comments. "I'm stating the reality that my city is living," he said. "I have no reason to hide it." Monica Goddard is a young voter.
Well, at least this candidate is not afraid to show the real connection between the narcos and politics. And me, as a potential voter, prefer a candidate like him that shows what's really happening.
A senior aide to Mexico's attorney general says the recording highlights the connection between the cartels and politics that the Calderón administration has pledged to sever, and the connections stretch all over the country.
Es difícil para nosotros trabajar sin miedo.
That's Reginaldo Sandoval, president of the Labor Party in the state of Michoacán. He says it's difficult for us to work without fear, especially those candidates with a chance to win. We're at the mercy of the drug lords. Sandoval cites examples where candidates who refuse to follow cartel instructions are murdered. He himself was kidnapped and beaten after criticizing drug traffickers. He says the fear is so widespread, he wouldn't dare expose a candidate in his own party, even if that candidate was protecting the cartels.
Yo no lo denunciaría, ya que esto pondría tanto a él, candidato, como a mí en peligro.
I would not denounce the candidate, says Sandoval. That would put both the candidate and me in danger, and both of us would end up dead. Four top Beltrán Leyva members are on Mexico's most wanted list, with $2 million bounties on each man. The four are on the run. Yet the Beltrán Leyva gang can still intimidate politicians like Mauricio Fernandez and still move tons of cocaine into the U.S. For The World, I'm Lorne Madelon in Mexico City.